Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Dua. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today you've got topic places where Duas are accepted. Alhamdulillah, last week we covered few places and there are many other places where you can go make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your dua will be accepted. What are those places? You'll find out in today's program. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. Respected viewers, I make this intention, I will deliver, present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should make this intention, you will be with us from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. And yes, let me remind you, in this program, we do not only have one specific topic to discuss, but we also have few segments. Inshallah, we learn one dua, masnoon dua, as well as there will be a beautiful message, English dubbed clip that will be played. You will learn something, inshallah, from that clip too. Furthermore, we've got a beautiful personality, inshallah, in today's program. We'll tell you later on who is that we're going to talk about. And you can request du'as, you can make, alhamdulillah, you can send us Isale Sawab, numbers are on screen. You can contact us, you can write us, inshallah, we'll try to play your calls too. At the end, inshallah, final segment will be du'a. Today, we'll make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. Across the globe, brothers and sisters, they will join us inshallah, we'll make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this program is something not to be missed. So join us from start to end and earn immense amount of reward as well as knowledge. We have got our brother Wasim Abbas Al-Tari, Muballigh of Dawat Islam. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah. Wasim Abbas, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. How are you?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. Another beautiful day has passed. And now we are here discussing about dua inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Wasim Abbas, last week we discussed few places where du'as are accepted. We covered a few places, especially they were in Haram Sharif. What are other places would you like to share today with viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, where du'as are accepted? Because everyone wants their du'as get accepted. So if we know what are those places, what are those specific times, and what are the ways and manners our du'as can be accepted. So this is one of the reasons, alhamdulillah, we have brought this topic.
Subhanallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we spoke about certain places in our last episode, last week, where du'as are accepted, they were mainly associated with Ka'batullah Sharif. And today again, a few more places which are associated with the Haram of Ka'batullah Sharif, with Makkatul Mukarramah, and then we'll move forward to other places as well, inshallah. Ulama, they further mention that our du'as, they're accepted right behind Maqam-e Ibrahim. Where Maqam-e Ibrahim is, alhamdulillah, the place where Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood and constructed the Kaaba, right behind Maqam-e Ibrahim, our du'as are further accepted. Again, within the mataf, within the vicinity of Ka'batullah Sharif, alhamdulillah, Maqam-e Ibrahim is. And further, the well of Zamzam. Near the well of Zamzam, du'as are accepted. And what a great blessing the water of Zamzam is for us. As in, it is stated that the water of Zamzam is for the reason for which it is drunk. So the reason that which we drink it for, with the intention that we drink it for, that is what the water of Zamzam
is liye hai, jis liye piye ise koi.
Subhanallah. So near the well of Zamzam, our du'as are also accepted.
Here we see Masbi Maqam-e Ibrahim. See, Quran also mentions about its sacredness. And we have been instructed and we have been asked in Quran to make that place as a place of our prayer, worship and prayer, alhamdulillah. Min Maqam-e Ibrahim Musalla.
Now, this also tells us this is something very sacred place because that is associated with the blessed feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam.
Allahu
Akbar. Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina alayhi salatu wa salam. You see, footprints, they are on that place.
Indeed.
And it has been mentioned in Quran, you make that place of worship for you.
Subhanallah.
You see, pray there. And this is a place which is sacred place. And if we make dua there after praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua will be accepted. And further, you said about Zamzam. Right? There is a specific dua also which has been guided in Quran. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'an wa rizqan wasi'an wa shifa'an min kulli da. If I'm not mistaken, this is the dua which should be recited after you have drank Zamzam. So du'as are accepted, we should make du'a in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what would you say? Only near Zamzam well? Is it specifically the place where, or if you drink Zamzam, then also you can make du'a?
Indeed. Even after drinking Zamzam water, we can make du'a and du'as will be accepted even then. And the beautiful point that you've brought into discussion regarding the blessed footprint of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, it also highlights the importance of the sacredness and the importance of the connection of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Maqam-e Ibrahim that is associated with the blessed feet of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Zamzam. How did that start? There is also associated with the blessed feet of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, the son of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So both these places where ulama they state the du'as are accepted, both of them, they're associated to a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the blessed feet of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can imagine that how sacred these places are, and it also shows the importance of those places, which are not only those places, but also every single thing which is associated and linked to the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
There will be one place, inshallah, later on we will discuss Nawaja Sharif.
Ji.
See, subhanallah, the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will mention that is the place where du'as are accepted with references, inshallah, Balligh of Dawud Islam information. But the point you've just touched upon, if something which has got sacredness because the blessed feet of Nabi alayhi salam has touched that place and it has become sacred and Quran has asked to offer salah there, right? Allahu Akbar. Now imagine, this is the sacredness of Nabi alayhi salatu salam's feet, they have touched that place. What would be the sacredness of Madinatul Nabi Zada Allahu Sharfan wa Ta'azim, especially that very place of the earth which is subhanallah kissing the blessed feet of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam right now, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is touching. Allahu Akbar. And it is consensus of ulama and scholars that very place where the Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, best of all creation, al-Sardar, leader of all Anbiya, Imam al-Anbiya, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his body, blessed body is resting, and subhanallah, that blessed soil which is kissing the blessed feet, body of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the resting place of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam right now, it is more sacred than even Arsh. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Now, what can you talk about the sacredness? If something becomes sacred because of Nabi alayhi salatu salam's feet, touching of that feet, now where Anbiya Kiram themselves, they are resting.
Allah
what would be the, subhanallah, level of sacredness? And where Awliya Kamilin, Salaf Salihin, Buzurgan-e-Deen, if their shrines, their blessed mazarat, where they themselves are resting, what would be the level of sacredness of those places?
Indeed. As we are talking about the sacredness of those places that are associated with Anbiya Ikram alayhi salam, furthermore, when we look into, go deep into this discussion, we come to know that the places like Safa and Marwa, they are also the places where du'as are accepted. Now, Safa and Marwa, who do they have association with? Sayyidatuna Hajra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Again, a waliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She wasn't a prophet, she's a waliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of how she ran between Safa and Marwa. Now these two places are also amongst those places where du'as are accepted. And again, these two have association with Sayyidatuna Hajra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Carrying further, Rizwan bhai, it is stated that Mas'a
This very location, this very place is also a place where dua are accepted. And what place is this? The place between Safa and Marwa,
yeah,
where Sa'i is done.
Right.
And especially the two green signs where
right.
men are instructed to run
right.
or go faster. That very place in particular is the place where dua are accepted.
Subhanallah.
So, Subhanallah. Safa, Marwa, Mas'a. Meaning the place in between Safa and Marwa where Sa'i is performed, there as well the du'as are accepted. Now moving forward, Arafat, the plains of Arafat.
Allah.
The fortunate Hujjaj, the Hajj pilgrims, they get the honor of visiting Arafat. So
and
Arafat
I think
again.
The most specific place in Arafat, I think wukuf of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam.
Where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam camped, where he stayed.
Subhanallah.
Again, why?
Allahu
Akbar.
The blessed feet of Rasul alayhi salam touched.
Blessed that soil. Blessed
Allahu
that very spot. So Arafat, especially where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he rested. Then Muzdalifa, then we have Mina.
Subhanallah.
Mina Sharif again. Mina Sharif where du'as are accepted. And moving further, Jamarat Salasa, the three pillars which are stoned.
Yeah.
Those places are also the places where du'as are accepted. Now, there are three pillars between Mina and Makkah al-Mukarramah. And the first pillar, which is closer to Mina Sharif, that is called Jamarat Ula.
Right.
And then the one which is in the middle, it is called Jamarat Wusta. And the one which is further from Mina and closer to Makkah Mu'azzama, that very pillar is called Jamaratul Uqba. So all these three Jamarats, all these three pillars, these are also the places where our du'as are accepted.
When you're mentioning all this, subhanAllah, it reminds me the fortune of those people. They go
Allah
to Hajj,
Allah.
They perform Hajj, Allahu Akbar. Respective views of Madinah Sharif, if you have yet not been to Hajj, if you have yet not been to Umrah, can you imagine
Allah.
Every place which we hear the names of, these are the places where du'as are accepted. Allahu Akbar. Fortunate are Hujjaj, they go to Kaabatullah Sharif, Allahu Akbar. They see Mustajab, they see Rukni Yamani, Rukni Shami, they visit Hajri Aswad, subhanAllah. They do Tawaf in Mataf, Hatim, Mizab Rahmat. And these are the places we defined last week. And we mentioned their du'as are accepted. And today you mentioned Safa, Marwa, even the place where you have to rush in between, Allahu Akbar,
Indeed.
That place. Now you mentioned Muzdalifa, Mina, Allah Akbar, Arafat, Jamara. So these are the places where you go and you perform arkan of Hajj. Right? Different arkan and different, subhanAllah,
rites of Hajj,
they are performed at these very places, and every place has its own sacredness, its own importance. So if yet you have not been to Hajj, and if Hajj is farz upon you, make intention today, inshallah, after watching this program, you will go, inshallah, to Hajj as soon as possible. First priority in your life, inshallah, you will visit all these places which we are mentioning, and you'll make dua there, inshallah. And when you make dua, don't forget us also in your prayers, inshallah.
And Rizwanah, there's a very beautiful place which ulama have further mentioned, and whilst I was studying this, it really excited me a lot. It really, really pleased me when I read this. It states that every such place from where you can see the Kaaba,
Allahu Akbar.
Every such place from where you can see the Kaaba, every that place, the dua is accepted.
Allah, no matter where you are standing, just you
Allah.
Can see Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah.
You are standing.
That very place becomes a place
you're,
of
you're standing,
acceptance of dua.
You're standing right at the roof of your hotel, in the balcony of your hotel, and you can see the sacred Kaaba. That very place becomes the dua, the place where your dua will be accepted. Anywhere you're standing and you can see the Kaaba, that very place will become the place of acceptance of your dua.
May Allah Subhanahu wa Taala give us ability that we go to Kaaba Sharif, Baytullah Sharif, and we see Kaaba and with our own eyes, and the very first sight you cast on Kaabatullah Sharif, and you make dua, subhanAllah, that particular dua is also accepted. So alhamdulillah, not only that very first time you see Kaaba Sharif and your dua will be accepted from the very place you are standing and you are making dua, but no matter wherever you are standing, but you can see Kaaba Sharif, subhanAllah, and you can make dua after looking at the blessed house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the place of acceptance of dua.
This is the mercy of Allah Almighty. That
no
Allah
doubt.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with such sacred places to this ummah. and such sacred moments as well that we'll inshallah come across. We've covered some in our previous episodes, but inshallah we'll come across a few more where our du'as are accepted. And this is that treasure of gift which has been blessed to this ummah, which wasn't given to the previous ummahs. So this is special favor and mercy of Allah Almighty for the sake of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that we have all this. Without the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, there was nothing. Without the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, there wouldn't be anything. Everything is for the sake of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's where we're moving ahead now.
Jee.
The next place of acceptance of dua that ulama have mentioned is Masjid Nabawi Sharif.
Subhanallah.
Zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zeema. Again, the part of the earth which you mentioned earlier, which is even superior than the earth, which has the honor of being blessed with being touched with the blessed body of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, Zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zeema, is the place where our du'as are accepted further. Then moving further, ulama, they mentioned that every such place where your du'a was once accepted, that very place is deemed as a place where du'as are accepted. And again, in one of the previous episodes, you mentioned the account of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, that Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam would supplicate in the chamber of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala, where the grace and mercy of Allah Almighty was being showered. So Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam supplicated for an offspring at that very place. He would supplicate over there. So the place where your dua was accepted once, that very place is also deemed as a place where duas will be accepted.
It is mentioned in Surah Ali Imran 38. At that place, Zakariya supplicated to his Lord. He requested, "O my Lord, give me from your court a righteous offspring. Indeed, only you are the acceptor of supplication." Respective viewers of the channel, today's topic, subhanallah, this ayah of Quran is a beautiful evidence of sacred places where you should make dua. Because Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, he made dua next to the chamber of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. And subhanallah, when this dua was asked, his dua was accepted. So this is something we can derive from this ayah, subhanallah. The ulama have mentioned there are certain places where du'as are accepted, and whatever we are mentioning, time doesn't permit us. We can give you reference for each and every place. It is not just we are saying it, that this is the place dua is accepted, this is the place. Every subhanallah place which we are mentioning, there is a reference behind that, because time doesn't permit us to mention each and every reference, but we can tell you, you can download a book called Fazail Dua, alhamdulillah, that is available on www.dawatislami.net. And all those references, alhamdulillah, they are mentioned in that book, that each and every place which we are mentioning, we are not just mentioning from nowhere or from our own understanding. No, alhamdulillah, ulama, they have mentioned these are the places where du'as are accepted, and they have given references for each and every place. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to visit such places and make dua. Wasima, we'll come back to this beautiful topic now. Indeed. Let's include one segment in our program, and that is Masnoon Dua. Let's include that in our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it. Respectively, today inshallah we will learn dua upon sneezing. If you sneeze, what dua do you recite? Very easy. Alhamdulillah, every one of us, every believer knows this. Alhamdulillah, because we recite Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen in our salah. So the very first part, Alhamdulillah, all praise is for Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is something we need to recite when we sneeze. We should pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Masim Basri, we're talking about, before going to the segment, certain places where du'as are accepted. We covered few, and we were in Madinat al-Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'ziman, where du'as are accepted. And subhanallah, the very first, I think you mentioned Nawaja Sharif.
Or
you Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif.
Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif.
In general.
In general, subhanAllah.
And inshallah, we'll move on to Muwatta Sharif in a minute, inshallah. But the point that you were talking about regarding ulama mentioning references behind every single place that they've mentioned, just to give a taste of it, to understand where all this comes from, I'll present one more place, inshallah, with a reference where it is stated, ulama, they state that the gathering of awliya and ulama, there are such gatherings where du'as are accepted.
SubhanAllah.
And where have they derived this from? There's a hadith al-Qudsi in Sahih Muslim, where it is stated that humul qawmu la yashqa bihim jalisuhum. Meaning that these are the people that he who sits in their company is not fortunate, is not unfortunate. That he who sits in their company is not unfortunate.
SubhanAllah.
So from this, we come to know that the gatherings of ulama and scholars, they are also such gatherings where du'as are accepted. So we should also attend the gatherings of ulama, ahli sunnat, awliya kamilin, and make du'a over there, request them for du'as, inshallah. And in the light of this hadith al-Qudsi, we come to know that he who sits in the gatherings is not unfortunate. So just one reference we presented before you, where ulama...
Here I would like to give one invitation to the views of Padri Inshallah, subhanAllah. Respect views of Padri Inshallah, we have heard that if we sit in the company of pious people, if we sit in the company of ulama, sulaha, salihin, right, those they are pious, we should gain barakah and blessings, inshallah. We will have our fortune, subhanallah, our fortune will be, you can say, it would shine.
It would shine further, yeah, inshallah.
It would shine further, in other words. And what is available right now in this day and age,
subhanallah,
for us? Where can we find such mahafil? Where can we find such gathering where dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Habib is done, and where you can find the company of pious people? Alhamdulillah, in today's day and age, if you can get the company of Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhul Aliyat, is not only Alim al-Din, Allahu Akbar, but also Zabdi Salih, subhanAllah, Zali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If only you can get the company and you can go physically in Karachi, Pakistan, and you can get the company of Amir of Ahl Sunnah, subhanAllah, that is something really, really recommended, and you should get. And on top of that, you can come in the Ijtima'at of Dawati Islami, alhamdulillah, where du'as are accepted. Many people, they come in the Ijtima'at of Dawati Islami, because where there are 40 people, right, according to one narration, one amongst is Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we never know that in a gathering where we are giving of sulaha, giving of pious people, when they are making dua, one of them is Wali of Allah. Because of his ameen, our ameen is also accepted. Because of his ameen, our du'as are also accepted. Every Thursday, Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami holds gatherings, weekly ijtima'at across the globe, not only in the UK. You should find out in your locality where is ijtima'at of Dawat Islami. Go attend those gatherings. And at the end of that gathering, there is a heartrending dua which is made, alhamdulillah. You should also raise your hands and make dua, inshallah. Inshallah, your dua will be accepted. And let me remind you, today in this program also, at the end, we will make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can request, if you want to call us or write us, inshallah, for any dua you would like to do. And we can include your duas also. Respected viewers, now I've been told that we've got one segment ready, and that is today's message. Let's include what message we've got, English dubbed message for us. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
Now we had some free time. We spent time with our children, our family members. In the midst of all this, may it not be a case that we ignore our elderly parents. How would you guide us on this, that how can we avail this time in particular and use it to serve and hearten our parents?
When this person was a baby, he was just like a dead body. He couldn't move or eat by his own choice. His parents looked after him, brought him up for such a long time. And now when they are in need, he leaves them, then who would be more ungrateful than that person? Serving your parents is one of the greatest means for the removal of calamities and problems.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Believe you me, what I'm saying is exactly right. Whether people do anything or not, they should try this.
Subhanallah.
But they should serve their parents in such a way that their parents pray for them.
Subhanallah.
When they pray from their heart. Ulama, Islamic scholars, they say that the way the du'as of prophets are accepted
Allah
in favor of their ummah, likewise du'as of parents are accepted
beautiful
when made in the favor of their own children. Hazrat Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi alayhi, he was really a great friend of Allah. But he was on a spiritual path to complete its various stages, which included offering salah, reciting Quran, tasbih, tahleel, in remembrance of Allah. He had another brother. He wouldn't do all this, but he used to serve his mother. His mother was alive. Now one day that brother said to Sayyidina Bayazid Bistami, "Brother, you remain busy in your worship, whereas I have to serve mother. So also allow me to worship too. Give me the opportunity to worship too." Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was also a friend of Allah. He knew that serving parents is not a small act at all. He said to his brother, "Okay, fair enough. You do dhikr of nafil and I serve the mother." Now he started serving his mother. This was first night. Let me mention one point here. Maybe you are aware that there are many ranks in wilayat, in friendship of Allah. Many stages and ranks, one after the other. So many ranks. Amongst them, there comes a stage when the spiritual gateway of the heart of the friend of Allah is opened. Even the divine throne is revealed to him, as well as the angels and the secrets of recognition of Allah are disclosed to him. But to reach this rank, it normally requires a very long period. Hazrat Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi alayhi was wali of Allah. He was pious, devout worshipper, and person who would offer salah in the night and was habitual of fasting in the day. But he hadn't reached to the highest levels of wilayat. And now in the middle came his brother.
"Okay.
Brother, you serve mother. I should also get the opportunity to worship Allah and do his zikr, shouldn't I?" He said, "Fine, I'll serve our mother." He went to his mother in the night. So it was initial part of the night. Mother said, "Son, please pass me some water." Now he says, when he went to get water from a vessel, he felt that water was very cold, as it was a cold night. He thought, if I give cold water to my mother, it may affect her throat. He didn't get water from there. Then he thought, I should go to water well and get fresh water from there, which wouldn't be that cold. Idea was not to serve cold water in cold night. When he went to water well, he did not find any bucket there. How to get water out? What to do? Because I have to serve water to my mother. Suddenly, he remembered that there was a canal nearby. Now he decided to go and get water from there, as it would be convenient to get water from the canal. So he thought, I should go there and get water, which wouldn't be that cold, and I can serve to my mother. The canal was 1 kilometer away. When he came back from there, mother had slept.
Allah.
Mother had slept. He did not feel comfortable to wake her up. He stood nearby that she wakes up by herself until dawn.
Allah.
Now when she woke up to offer tahajjud salah, she saw that her son Bayazid Bistami alayhi rahma was standing nearby. She asked, "Why are you standing?" He replied, "Mother, you had asked for water. So I'm standing to serve you water." She said, "That's what I asked in the beginning of the night." He replied, "I went to bring, but that was cold. I went further to get it. When I came back, you had slept. Then I thought, if I slept and you wanted water, what would you do? That's why I stood nearby. So whenever you would wake up and need water, I would present that to you."
Subhanallah.
Now when he served his mother in such a way, then mother prayed in the court of Allah. "Oh Allah, I'm pleased with him. You also be pleased with him."
Subhanallah.
"I'm pleased with him. You also be pleased with him." As soon as mother said this prayer, the heart of Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi brightened and secrets disclosed. And those ranks of spirituality which he had not achieved from years, he got through one prayer of his mother.
Subhanallah.
So this is serving your parents. It is such a great act, such a great act. But what else can be the greatest source to repel calamities than this act of serving parents? Believe you me, reciting tasbih is a great act, but serving your parents has more excellence than reciting tasbih. No doubt, reciting nawafil all night is an incredible act, but greater form of worship than that is to serve your parents. So we should serve our parents. The dua you make may not have that effect, but parents' dua will surely have a greater effect.
Thank you, Yusuf Madani Shail. What a faith refreshing account by Mufti Qasim, subhanAllah, about respecting, serving parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we respect, we show reverence, we serve our parents in their lifetime. And subhanAllah, certain deeds cannot take you to certain state where it's just this good deed of serving your parents can take you somewhere. We heard a beautiful account of Bayezid al-Islami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we learn from his seerah and we implement that. Respecting this, we are talking about the places where du'as are accepted. One place is Mazar, the shrine of Huzur Ghafi Azim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where du'as are accepted. Yes, inshallah, if you have this opportunity in your life, if you get this opportunity, inshallah, you should go and visit in Baghdad, blessed shrine of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ghawf Azam, Ghawf Al-Saqalayn, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Make dua, inshallah, next to his mazar, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, your dua will be accepted. And again, this is also mentioned in this very book which we were talking about. And again, today's personality is also the that of Ghawf Al-Saqalayn, Al-Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, in our segment, today's biography. Let's include our segment, today's biography. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
Today's personality is subhanAllah, leader of awliya, subhanAllah, Ghawf Al-Saqalayn, Allahu Akbar, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala. And this is Mantaf Ghawf Azam, also it is known to be Rabi'ul Akhir, Mantaf Ghawf Azam. And very excited, those they are Ushaqan of Ghawf Azam, those they are devotees of Ghawf Azam, alhamdulillah. I am also Qadri, and he is also my Shaykh. And I've got a special connection with this personality, and I'm really excited and happy, alhamdulillah, to talk about Grand Sheikh, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I think that would be a great idea to start with a very brief introduction of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. For those views of financial, those they are not aware of detailed biography of Ghawf Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and a bit of introduction, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. Sayyidi Ghawf Al-Saqalayn, Ghawf Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, the leader of all the awliya.
SubhanAllah.
All the awliya, those who are chosen servants of Allah Almighty, those who are clothed in the court of Allah Almighty, they all, Ghawf Paak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he's leader of all the awliya.
SubhanAllah.
And when we talk about him, Allah
Al-Aya is distributed from this court.
From this court, alhamdulillah. And when we talk about Ghawf Paak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Ghawf Paak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, immense grandeur.
SubhanAllah.
Now, Ghawf Paak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, for instance, when we talk about him, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was a wali from birth.
SubhanAllah.
As soon as he was born, he was blessed with sainthood. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, fasted as soon as he was born.
SubhanAllah.
How?
SubhanAllah.
He was born on first Ramadan al-Mubarak.
Allah.
And as soon as he was born, he wouldn't drink the milk of his mother from the time of suhoor all the way till iftar. And this continued for throughout the month, for all 30 days or 29 days, whatever the duration of month of Ramadan was at that time. This was his practice. He's just born, and so at that very time, he wouldn't drink the milk of his mother. Thereafter, it is stated that at the age of 5, when the ceremony of Bismillah took place for Ghawf Paak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he recited ta'awud, meaning A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, then tasmiyah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then he started from first para all the way up until 18th para. And what did he say to the Qari sahab? That my mother, she used to recite this hence I know up to here. This is first time he goes to recite the Quran in the madrasa, the formal education that you can say when he started. And all the way from the beginning he recited all the way up to 18 paras. And by heart his mother, she knew this much. And he memorized it whilst he was in the stomach of his mother.
Allah.
This is the greatness, the grandeur of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. It is stated that for 40 years, Abu Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala offered his Fajr Salah with the wudu of Isha Salah. This is Abu Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. Furthermore, it is stated that whenever Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala's wudu would nullify, he would straight away perform his wudu and offer 2 rakat nawafil. He wouldn't stay without the state of wudu ever. Whenever his wudu would break, straight away he would perform his wudu. So then Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, you talk about his worship, you talk about his recitation of Quran, you talk about him serving the ummah, you talk about his knowledge. Which attribute, which element, which aspect of his life of greatness you can pick up and which you can leave? Everywhere you see, whether it is worshipping Allah Almighty, offering nawafil, whether it is reciting the Quran, whether it is sermonizing the humanity, serving the humanity, whether it is his knowledge, from every perspective, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala was a distinctive personality, someone who was above the all. And it isn't for no reason that he's known as the leader of the awliya. When we look at his further biography, Rizwan Bhai, it is stated that for 15 years, Hazur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala completed one Quran every night.
Allah.
For 15 years, every night he would complete one Quran. Furthermore, daily, he rahmatullahi ta'ala would offer 1,000 nawafil.
Allah.
1,000 nawafil daily he rahmatullahi ta'ala would offer. Now, when we talk about his academic brilliance, the knowledge that he possessed, he stated that he would deliver discourses in 13 branches of science. Allah. It's not easy, 13 branches of science. People who study tafsir, hadith, usul, syntax, tajweed, and so many other branches of knowledge in his madrasa. This was the state of Hazur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. More than 500 non-Muslims embraced Islam at his hands, and more than, it is stated, 100,000 thieves, robbers, transgressors, and many such people who were grave sinners, they repented on the hands of Hazur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Thieves would come, they would become kutub. And Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the passion he had to reform the ummah, that was second to none. And when we talk about his brilliance in terms of his knowledge, a very famous account which Sayyidina Abu Abbas Ahmad rahmatullahi has mentioned, that once he was in a gathering where Hazur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala was delivering a sermon, a Qari Sahib had recited the Quran, and now Hazur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala started mentioning the tafsir, the commentary of one of the verses. And Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala, what a great name. Imam Ibn Jawzi, people of knowledge would know that what great a pillar of knowledge Imam Ibn Jawzi himself was. So Imam Ibn Jawzi was present there as well. So Hazur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala mentioned one tafsir of that very verse. And he says that, I asked Imam Ibn Jawzi that, do you know this commentary, this tafsir? And he said, yes, I know of it. Then Hazur Ghawse Pak mentioned the second one. And he says, I asked him again, do you know of this one? He said, yes, I know of this one. Then Hazur Ghawse Pak went on to mention his third, fourth, fifth, sixth, all the way up to 11 different commentaries of that one verse. And to every single commentary, he says that, I kept asking Imam Ibn Jawzi that, do you know of this tafsir? And he kept saying that, yes, I do know of this tafsir. Now, after mentioning the 11th tafsir, Hazur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala carries on to mention the 12th one, and then the 13th one, and then the 14th, and then the 15th, and then the 16th. And he says that, I asked Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala after 11th tafsir on each occasion that, you know of this tafsir? And every single time he said, no, I don't know of this one. I don't know of this one.
Yeah.
And Hazur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala carried on to mention up to 40 tafsir of just one verse.
Allah.
And he would also mention the commentator who has mentioned that. So there's one way. When we talk about, you see, you also, mashallah, are a person of knowledge. You would also go through different tafaseer, tafsir Khazin, tafsir, you know, Siratul Jinan, there are many other tafaseer. How many tafaseer can you go through and you can memorize and remember of one single verse? Hazur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, look at his academic brilliance, that he mentions 40 tafaseer in one gathering. And the likes of Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala, even they surrendered their knowledge in front of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, saying that after the 11th tafsir, we don't know of this.
But irrespective of Rahman al-Nishan, we are talking about Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, a beacon of knowledge. And subhanAllah, someone such a great personality in the history of Islam, Allahu Akbar. When you talk about him, you seem that you do not have any words to describe his personality, subhanAllah. The level of taqwa, the level of knowledge he possessed. We just had a bit of glimpse, Muballigh Dawat Islami mentioned the level of ilm, knowledge he possessed. Respective views of Qadimshin, if we claim that we are lover of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, if we claim that we are Qadri, if we claim that we love Awliya Allah, and especially we love Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, that the question arises that do we follow the footsteps of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala? Is it enough to just do Gyarmi Sharif right, every month and do Khatam and Fatiha and that's it? That's all done? No. Respective views of Qadimshin, the love of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh demands beyond that. Yeah. What we are doing or maybe doing, or what normally people do, I think if we love Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, his level of knowledge demands that we should seek knowledge. We should learn Quran, we should have attachment with Quran, with tafsir, with hadith, with fiqh, subhanallah. His level of taqwa, a personality who used to offer 1,000 nawafil, that demands at least we, the disciples, we, muridin of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, do not miss fara'id, wajibat.
Okay, indeed.
If we cannot offer nawafil, at least we should offer fa'id and wajibat and sunan. The love of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala demands that if we love Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, we should recite Quran. A personality used to finish one Quran for 15 odd years. Allahu Akbar.
Every single day.
Every single night he would finish the Quran. So what is our understanding? We, to be honest with you, we have not read Quran, complete Quran, in once in our lifetime. Many of us, we would not have done it. I'm talking generally, but respective views of Mary Chen, okay, if we have not read complete Quran, many of us would not have even read those ayahs of Quran, approximately 80 plus ayahs, verses of Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directly addressed us. We believers, yes, to you, to me, to all of us. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu. That's how we've been addressed. Have we read those ayahs? If answer is no, then what attachment do we have? Respective views of Madani Shail, if you are watching right now and we cannot recite proper Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, if we have not finished Quran, we do not know how to recite it with Nazira. But yet we say that we love Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. Fair enough, we should say, we should claim that we love Ghawsi Azam. But loving Ghawsi Azam, subhanAllah, demands that we should have that connection with Quran, that attachment with Quran. We should learn Quran with proper rules and regulation of tajweed. We should understand Quran with translation and tafsir. Our Shaykh, subhanAllah, mentioned 40 tafasir. Do we have even read one tafsir? Allahu Akbar. He would recite 1,000 nawafil. Do we offer 5 times daily salah? Do we offer Jum'ah salah? This is something we need to understand. Respective views of Madani Shail, Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's personality is such that there is a lesson for us to take from his life and legacy. Each and every step we can take lesson. Wasim Mubazwin, anything else, any karama, simply miracle of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, or any beautiful feature from the life of Ghawsi Azam you would like to share with viewers of my share, we can derive any lesson for us.
There's so many, you've got so many choices, as in you have to pick and choose pick and what to leave. One of the saintly miracles I would very quickly mention, that Hazur Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he would deliver sermons for the reformation of the Ummah for 40 years, he rahmatullahi ta'ala.
This is the practice of our pious predecessors.
Indeed.
Alhamdulillah.
Indeed. 40 years, he rahmatullahi ta'ala delivered sermons. And one of his saintly miracles, one of his karama was that when he would deliver the sermons, people who were sitting far away, they would also hear his voice in the same way as people who were sitting close to him.
In those days, there were no microphones.
Right. There were no
loudspeakers.
There was no such technology. But yet, people sitting far away, they would also hear his voice in the same way as those people who were sitting near him. This was one of his karamas. And there are many other karamas where a person is left astonished that what grandeur and dignity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this servant of his with. And this is undoubtedly a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's given us this association with this chosen servant of his, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, by whose virtue we are associated to him and we are referred to as Qadiris. This is a great honor, a great virtue. But there's one way, out of many things, when we see the life of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, mashallah, you beautifully described that we should contemplate our own state in terms of how Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala lived and what does his love demand us. Now, moving a bit further, who else can derive lessons from his best biography when we look at it in detail? Parents. Beautiful pearls of parenthood can also be found in the seerah of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala and his parents. Nowadays, parenthood is a very big issue. Children don't listen to us. Why? Because we don't understand how parenthood is meant to be done. Now, again, the problem is that we don't look into the lives of these awliya karam rahimahumullah. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, his mother and father were also awliya. They were also pious people. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, at the age of 5, he recited all the way up to 18 paras. Why? Because his mother, she had memorized 18 paras of the Quran when Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala was in her stomach. What do we learn from this? That his parents were also pious, and how God-fearing they were, how Allah-fearing they were, there's a lot to talk about this. But their taqwa, their piety, due to their devotion in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the gift, the reward that Allah Almighty blessed them with in the shape of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. When Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala was in the stomach of his mother, she would recite the Quran. Sure. Again, what is our state? We worry about parenthood. Our children are born, what do? Hand tabs in their hands, and that's it, we just need free time. We don't recite the Quran, we don't sit our children together with us, teach them the deen, teach them the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, recite salat upon the Prophet while sitting with them, do dua while sitting with them. Whereas look at the life of the parents of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala and how they nurtured Ghawse Pak ala rahmah. At the very young age, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala's mother sent him to acquire knowledge. Where is our state? Do we send our children in Jamaat al-Madina or in Madani Qasr of the Da'awat Islami to acquire knowledge where they can learn adab, come back and respect their parents? No, we don't do this. And then we have a problem that our children don't listen to us. So the life of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, I would urge all viewers of Madani channel, especially those who are parents, read the life of the parents of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala as well as Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. How they nurtured their children, how they brought up their children, and you will come to know the golden rules and principles of parenthood and many issues that we face in our society in terms of disobedient children, they will be removed inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, beautiful message, MashaAllah. And may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to follow the footsteps of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala. I've got one message, it is mentioned that please pray for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for my family, health and safety. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Jazakallahu khaira. So this is Brother Imran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept brother's lawful jais hajat and duas, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and grant him quick, swift recovery if any ailments are there. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we talked about places where du'as are accepted. Today we talked about a blessed personality, Ghawse Azam, Ghawse Thaqalain, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. 11th of this month, Rabiul Akhir, inshallah azza wa jal, will be the day when we will commemorate big Gyari Sharif, which is normally, mashallah, those they are Qadri, they know, inshallah. So there will be a beautiful program on Madani Channel. Don't forget to watch that also and do khatam. And remember Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala by doing a Gyari Sharif also. Respecting this, one message I would like to also give across, that Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani alayhi rahmat said, my murid will not die unless or until he makes tawbah.
Subhanallah.
This is such a great glad tiding for the disciples, subhanallah. What else is needed? If we leave this mortal world with our iman intact, what else do we need? If we make tawbah when we leave this mortal world. So if you want that, one of the ways to protect your iman is to give your hand in the hand of Shaykh Kamil. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya makes us murid of Qasi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. We become murid of Shaykh Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, and through him we become Qadri. And we become murid of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, about whom, mashallah, we are learning today. And inshallah, he says, my murid, my disciple will not die unless or until he makes tawbah. If you are not yet murid of any Shaykh Kamil, I request you, I recommend you, I encourage you to become murid, inshallah. There is no harm in doing it, but there is so much blessing and barakah and benefit in it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, one of them I mentioned to you. You can become murid of Shaykh Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya and Ghafi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. You can go to www.dawatislami.net and there is an option, become a murid. You can click, fill your details, and inshallah you will be included in Silsilah Qadriya Attariya, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Respectfully, now it's time to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain manners which we have been learning, and we should focus, we should concentrate, we should have this firm belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens and accepts our du'as. And we shouldn't look around, and we should make dua with full concentration and focus, and inshallah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our pleas, our du'as. Whoever is watching right now, from wherever right now, inshallah, across the globe, I request them to raise their hands, close your eyes, lower your heads, and let's ask forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never know any pious one, brother or sister, watching from any part of the world, because of his or her earning, our du'as will also be accepted, inshallah, azza wa jal. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا رسول الله انظر حالنا يا حبيب الله اسمع قالنا إنني في بحر هم مغرق خذ يدي سهل لنا إشكالنا يا الله يا كريم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا رب ذو الجلال مالك المولى. Once again we raised our sinful filthy hands in your pure darkness. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, forgive us. Ya Rahman, forgive our parents, forgive our family members, and forgive the whole Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, malik al-mulk wa al-asr. We have committed so many sins, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, but your mercy is immense. Ya Allah, سبقت رحمتي على غضبي جب سے تُو نے سنا دیا یا رب آسرا ہم گناہ گاروں کا اور مضبوط ہو گیا یا رب اللہ عز و جل مالک مولا your rahmat dominates over your wrath. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Malikum Ola, Ya Rahman, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we seek your Rahmah. We ask for your Rahmah. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we need your mercy. Rabbi Zul Jalal, for the sake of your beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, shower your mercy upon us. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive us. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Ya Malikum Ola, forgive our parents. Everyone is raising their hands across the globe. Ya Allah, they're joined. Forgive all of all the believers, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, all the Shaitani Rasul. Ya Allah, those they requested for dua. Ya Allah, you know their names. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Imani Kumola, you know their pleas, your hajat also, whatever they have got in their hearts, in their minds, accept their lawful jais, hajat, and du'as. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, you've heard about places, sacred places, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. We've heard about Haram, we've heard about Baytullah, we've heard about Safa, Marwa, Muzdalifa, Mina, Arafat. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, call us to Kaabatullah Sharif. Yeah, call us. Ya Allah, we can also come and we can also recite Talbiya. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik. Ya Allah, give us also ability and tawfiq that we can also recite this. Come to your court. Ya Rahman, shed some tears, ask for forgiveness there, Ya Allah. Do tawaf there, Ya Allah. Do sa'i there, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Give us also tawfiq and ability. Ya Malikul Mulk, Ya Rahman, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Give us ability and tawfiq that we can also go to Arafat, do wukufi Arafat. Give us tawfiq. We go to Madina to Nabi, Zadah Allah, Shaf, wa Ta'zimah, present Salatu Salam, the best court of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq that we also go to those sacred places about that we've heard today in this program. Du'as are accepted, Ya Allah. We go there and we ask dua for our forgiveness, dua for our salvation, Ya Allah. Dua for our protection of Iman, dua for the betterment of this world and hereafter, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that ill give them shifa, those that are worried, remove their worries, that Ya Allah, remove their debts. Ya Allah, any hajat, any plea, any dua, those that they have got in their hearts, in their minds, you know them better, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Accept all our jais, lawful du'as. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen. Ye kyun kahu ki mujhko ye ata ho wo do ki hamesha mere ghar bhar ka bhala ho. Matina ho barbaad tase marg ilahi jab khaak ude meri madine ki hawa ho. Ilahi dikha de madina wo kaisi basti hai jahan din raat teri rehmat barasti hai. Jahan din raat teri rehmat barasti hai. Allah azza wa jal, Malik Mola, call us to hajj this year. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabih. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Ummi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله يا الله جد ميدا تسيه سامنه هو روزي رسول الله آنکھوں میں ہو جلوہِ رسول اللہ لب میں ہو لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you so much. That's all for today. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.